Well, good morning to you. I realize a lot of things are going on today at an early time like this. As we pray, we believe the Lord wanted us to do this prayer time, something we did on last Resurrection Sunday last year. But this year, I've worked out a little guide for you. Part of it we're going to do together as a group, and then part of it will be you and the Lord. And then we'll do a time together. I'll have a time. So everyone, make sure you get one of these outlines. This first scripture, I'm going to read it out loud, and then we're going to read it out loud together. He is not here. He is risen, just as He said. He is not here. He is risen, just as He said. This is the day in which we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. As we come on this Resurrection Sunday and celebrate, the world, the flesh, and the devil are going to war against you to keep you from celebrating today. Going to keep your mood down. We'll give you distractions. How many of you have already had distractions today? All right. Yes. So we're going to pray against all of that today, and that the Lord is going to allow us to celebrate His resurrection. Now, there's a corporate prayer. This is the part we're going to do together. Then you'll see the personal prayer. That's the part you'll do on your own, that you'll need that pen or pencil so that you can write down what God speaks to you about each one of those sections. Now, the reason why I want you to write it down is because of what Habakkuk says. Habakkuk 2:2 says, "Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation, make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it." You write it down so you'll remember it, so you can run with it. You can run with what God tells you today. Now, this is going to be about today, but it's also going to be about today being a beginning for you. If you'll allow this, if you'll allow these Scriptures, the Holy Spirit to speak to you through these Scriptures and through this time, and embrace this time and not just mail it in for this time, this is a set-apart time. This is a holy time. This is a convocation of prayer that we're coming right now. Prayer to go to the very throne room of God together. Now, if you look through the personal prayer time, you begin with a time of adoration, reading the Scripture there, and things that God puts on your heart to pray at that. Then confession. As you confess your sin, renewal, asking God to speak to you and renew you personally. Hey, it's easy to be praying about somebody else. That doesn't touch you. This is about you, about God touching your heart, getting you ready today to celebrate His resurrection. Then petition as we intercede for others, intercession. And then on the last page, affirmation and thanksgiving. And then we'll come back together for a time at the end. Someone read out loud, stand up and read that Acts 13:2 passage there in the prayer of invitation of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. And now, Lord, we pray and invite the presence of your Spirit right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into this room. Come onto this property. Come to our hearts right now and speak to us. Now, someone read the Ephesians 6 passage. Let us pray. Now, Lord, we recognize that we are at war with the world, the flesh, and the devil. We recognize that there are evil schemes, plans hatched against the people of God to steal our joy, to steal our celebration, to steal, if he could, our very salvation, but he can't. So right now, we say out loud, as a body, Jesus is Lord. Let's say it out loud. Jesus is Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Right now, we command every spirit that may be listening in, that may have had invitation on this property. You have no authority here. You have no authority in this place. This place, this time, is set apart for the plans and the purposes of the Lord Jesus as we celebrate that He is risen. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Now, someone read the 1 Samuel passage. I want you to pray with me now as we ask the Lord this and speak this to Him just as young Samuel spoke it. As we come into the listening room, as we're listening to the voice of God at this time, at this place, a divine appointment in history to listen to His voice. Lord, we say to You now, speak, for Thy servant is listening. Let's say it out loud. Speak, for Thy servant is listening. Now, for the next 20 minutes or so, I want you to spend this personal time going through adoration, confession, you and the Lord. If you want to come to the altar and pray during that time, if you want to get someone else to pray with you through this, this is your time. It is set apart for you right now. As we come to this time together now, the Lord may, He still may be speaking things to you, so keep writing. I have two questions I want to ask you that for us to share publicly. Now, not everything God spoke to you, you speak out publicly. You know that, right? God gives you discretion. Some things, that's just for you. What has He spoken? What have you heard Him say to you today that you can share publicly? No long dissertations. What has He said to you? You ask Him to speak. What has He spoken? I love you. He receives faithfulness. We're in a war. Be faithful. Thankful. I'm sorry, Petey. Renewing us every day. Reminding us. Put our hands to the work and reassurance that your prayers were... How many felt your prayers were being heard today as you came in here today? Yes, sir. That's right. To be healed from pain. The renewal starts with me. Get quiet. Something our culture really has a problem with. What else? Now, you heard volumes today, right? You heard a lot of personal things. How many of you, God gave you, I don't want you to speak it out, but gave you a word you just didn't understand. You were confused about. All right. We're going to pray about that right now, that you'll, anybody else? Because if He spoke something to you, maybe you need to talk to someone after this to get with someone personally that can pray with you about that. Lord, right now we pray for revelation about the things that You've spoken today that we didn't understand. And Lord, the deep things of the heart. How many of you were touched today deep in your heart? Today, how many of you today God touched a hurt that was deep within you that maybe you didn't even think about that you were even going to deal with that here today? How many of that happened to you today? All right. Okay. All right. Now I want you to complete this statement. It said there were two things. He is risen, and I know it because... dot, dot, dot. He is risen, and I know it because... say it. He provides. He's Yahweh Yireh. He lives in me. He spoke. Boy, that's radical. He speaks today to us, right now. He knows everything. I've been changed. My life has been turned around. That's evidence of the resurrection. You're stronger. He has risen, and I know it because it's going with you. He is Emmanuel, God with us. What else? He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Praise the Lord. Right here. That might be one we need to sing. What else? Melanie, it's right on the tip of your tongue. You almost said it. Now, I want you to join me in a prayer. You know, and we're going to pray this prayer, and then we're going to sing this final song. We're not going to pray after that. We're not going to do it. We're going to sing this song unto the Lord. He is here. There are going to be people coming here today. We know of some that are going to be here today. This may be the first time they've been in any kind of worship service in a long time. They're going to come here from all over the place. All sorts of needs today. I want us to intercede right now. So when people come through those doors into this place, it can be the sanctuary of God. And I praise His name. Well, let's join in prayer. Let's stand up. Stand up right now. Grab a hold of somebody next to you. Come on over here. Get by your husband there, Regina. Now, we in unity right now? Are we together in unity? Yes, Lord, we are. And so we pray this prayer in unity. Lord, we speak that word of your glory to come in us. Lord, as we praise your name, Lord, as we intercede now for those who will be here today, who will be coming. Lord, the ones we'll see here in worship, the ones we'll see this afternoon in worship as we join together in the park. Lord, come and speak and move and love. Lord, you always lead with your love. Lord, Lord, draw us close together. Lord, for the ones that are going to come through the doors today of this building, hurting and without hope, Jesus, you're the hope of the world. You're the hope of eternity. And we're asking you to bring that. and bring your healing and bring your salvation, Lord Jesus, and your power today. We come in agreement. And if you agree at this prayer, would you just shout out right now, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So let's sing it, Gary.
Hear him call.